Let's say no. Let's say your mother, your father didn't get married to your mother. Your father stam lived with your mother. The next case, let's say in the case that stam your father lived with a lady, and you were born from that, and your father had other wives and had other children. So the other brothers now, v'nisas liyachiv miyaviv, and your other brothers from the same father got married to your mother. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only chai v'lavin k'dushin is chal. So l'maisa, the other brother now is married to your mother. Umeis, and then your brother dies. So l'maisa, your brother had two wives. One wife was your mother. The other wife was a stranger. So zuhi imoy, this is the case that our Mishnah is talking about. Zuhi imoy shepoiteres sarasa. This is the case that now that your mother falls to you, permits us yibum, because your brother married your mother, and the kedushin was chal because your mother was never married to your father, just your father lived with her. So it's only chai v'lavin. So since your brother was married to your mother, just like there's no mitzvah yibum to your mother, there's no mitzvah yibum to the tzara. So the kids are Levi put into our Mishnah yet another tzara, another erva. V'yafa pi sheshonu chachomim v'mishnaseinu chamesh esrei, even though our Mishnah only says 15, but Levi holds, yesh lanu lehoisef shesh esrei, you create another 16th, could go in zoo, this is the case. There's a case that a mother that was from Anusa Soviet, your father lived with a lady, and she had a son. So that son, if the father had other sons from other ladies, so the other sons, the other brothers, if they marry your mother, the Kedushin is chal, and that's the case of an error that part of the tzar also. Omalei Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. So Resh Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. Le-Levi, according to Levi Shita, Tiyoma Dina Mikatoni, that our Mishnah is also talking about cases that he did in Avera. Like here, the brother, he was not allowed to marry the lady that his father lived with. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's a chai v'lavin. But Levi says, so what? The Mishnah is talking about cases that they did in Avera. The Levi, the Yoma, the Namikatoni. The Mishnah is talking about cases that was done v'yisr. If so, so Resh Lakish has a kasha to Rabbi Yechanan, listen, I have another case the Mishnah should have said. Listen, how come the Mishnah doesn't say, listen, ha'choy lesli avimtoi? In the case, let's say your brother died and there were two wives there, and you made chalitza to one wife, v'choza v'kitcha, and then you went and married her. If you gave a chalitza, then you went ahead and married her. Umeis b'loi bonim, and then you died without bonim. So l'maisa, demigu di'i asura, since she is osa, you can't be, you're not allowed to be miyabim her, because l'maisa, she was once an ashes ach, and you had no head to yibum, so she remains with an erva. So rosa nami asira, who had in the tzara could also pata, the tzara would also be mutter. And Rashi says, v'chozo v'kitcha, v'kedushin tovshin loibo, t'yeinu olav ela balav, t'yechsiv, the pasuk says, asher lo yivna es beis ochiv, kivin shaloibona shub lo yivna. This everybody holds. Again, a case where your brother was married. Could even be one wife, let's say. Your brother was married. And then your brother died. So l'maisa is a mitzvah yibum. Yibum is, even though she's an erva veshesach, you have a right to marry her. That's if you miyavim her. Let's say you give a chalitza. Chalitza means first you take off the shoe, you spit, so you're free, there's no more mitzvah yibum anymore. So the shayla, what is she blive with now after chalitza? Does she remain with the erva of veshesach, because she was once your brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah yibum anymore, and on that side he can't be mekadosha? On that the Torah says no. That the Deacon of Torah says that once you gave a chalitza, kivin shalai bona, since you didn't marry her, you gave a chalitza of a diak, shuv la yivna, you're not allowed to marry her anymore. Mashmid is only allowed. For you, since she was nofel yivim to you, and you had the choice to do mitzvahs yibim or do chalitza, and you did chalitza, for you she's only chai v'lav and nothing more. If you marry her again, the kedushin is chal. You're allowed to marry her. So the kasher is, let's say that's the case of the Mishnah now, that your brother, after he gave a chalitza, married her. And your brother had a second wife. And then your brother died. Now when your brother dies, negate to the other brothers, that wife is an erva, she's an eshesach, since the other brothers didn't do chalitza. So in such a case, since that wife is an erva, she should part of the tzar also. So a Malay, so Reb Yechon answered back, l'fi sheina b'tzara sara. I tell you, it can't be a case of a sarah.
Lamaisa, this chalutza, one brother was made chalitza. Only that brother could marry her. All the other brothers she remains also to. So there's never the second case of our Mishnah, Tzara Tzarasa. Tzara Tzarasa always means the case where there are a few brothers, so this erev is to one brother. But to the other brother, she's mutter. So the third brother married her, and then when he died, she falls back to the second brother. So there have to be cases that she's also to one brother, but mutter to another brother. This case, she's also to all the brothers. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say this case. You can't have a case of Tzara Tzara. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say it.
Yeah. Freddy Gemara now said, that's the way Rabbi Yochanan answered back to Rish Lakish. So Gemara said, V'lei malei chai v'lavani. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer back to chai v'lavani? V'chai v'lavan b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. Said, no, that Rabbi Yochanan should have answered back, we'll soon see Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that when one brother makes chalitza to his brother's wife, when he gives a chalitza l'maisa now to all the other brothers, she's only a chai v'lavan. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is the chalitza like helps for all the brothers. And told the other brothers now, either one of them could marry Yitaka. So then the Chorot Akasha, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? The Mishnah doesn't say it. Because it's not in the Tzara Tzara, Rabbi Yochanan should have said better. All she is only Chai V'Lavin. For Chai V'Lavin b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. Chai V'Lavin doesn't part of the Tzara. Chai V'Lavin there is a mitzvah yibim and chalitza. So what did Rabbi Yochanan answer back? Tzara Tzara, he should have said a better teretz. Like we'll soon explain. So where's the Zenechanami? Lidvarav Kamalei. Rabbi Yochanan only answers back according to you, Rish Lakish. Like this. Lididi, we'll soon see the Shittas. Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yochanan, Chai V'Lavenheim. When one brother made Chalitza, this lady now to all the other brothers is only a Chai V'Laven. Therefore, if one brother marries her and then the brother dies, there would be a Mrs. Yibim to all the other brothers. V'Chai V'Laven b'nei Chalitza v'Yibim ninu. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan answers according to himself. But that's the Rabbi Yochanan answer back to Rish Lakish, the teretz of Sarah Sarah was Elul Vidach. But according to you, Rish Lakish, Chai Vekrisis Ninu. According to you, Rish Lakish, we'll soon see his Shita, that the one brother that makes Chai. So questions according to you, Rish Lakish, that you, Rish Lakish, hold that the called Chai Vekrisis, as you hold Elul Vidach, Chai Vekrisis Ninu. You hold that the one brother that made chalitza to him it's chai v'lavin. Told the other brother she's chai v'krisis. So why doesn't the Mishnah say this erva? The teretz of Yechon answered according to you is lefi she'enon b'sara sara. Because according to you, Rish Lakish, once only one brother makes chalitza, she remains now with anissa koras anissa eshesach. Told the other brothers, so neither of the brothers can marry you. So there's never a second case that she falls of it's sara sara. Now, what's this machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish is like this. Itma, we learned like this. Ha choyles liyavimtoi. Okay, in the case that one brother died and he had no children. And let's say there are two or three other brothers alive. So ha choyles liyavimtoi, one brother made chalitza. He wasn't miyavim, his brother's wife, he only gave the chalitza. V'choz of a kitcha. And then the brother afterwards did an aveira and married her. Omer Rish Lakish says like this. Hu ein chayiv ala chalutza koros. This one brother that made chalitza, he himself is only alive. If he marries her, he's not chayav koros. By him, the kedushin is chal. But for Yachin, any one of the other brothers, chayavim ala chalutza koros. Any one of the other brothers, if they go and marry this wife, this one that the brother, one brother made chalitza, to the other brother, she's chayav krisis. She's mamas the erva v'nei. In other words, since none of the other brothers did anything to her, she remains with the Arab of Eshesach. She was once married to your brother. She was your brother's wife. Therefore, neither of the other brothers can marry you. There's only a heta b'mokim yibum. If you do a yibum or you do a chalitza, to you she becomes mutter. But the other brothers that did not do a chalitza or a yibum, to the other brothers she remains with the Arab of Eshesach. That's what Shlokish Asvara. Now, Al Hatzorah, let's say your brother had two wives. And your brother, same case, your brother died. Now, there were three brothers still alive. One brother made chalitza to one wife. So he's saying to that one wife, he's only chai v'lavin. What about to the second wife that he did not make chalitza to? Alatzara, the second wife, bein who? Whether this brother that made chalitza to the other wife. Who bein achim, the other brothers, chayovin alatzara koros. That's Rosh Lakish's Svara. She's a Chi of Kervis according to all the brothers. In other words, the second wife, they didn't do anything to her. Nobody made Chalitza, nobody made Yibim, so now there's like no Mitzvah Yibim to her. Therefore, she remains with a portion of the Erev of Reish Sach. She was once married to your brother, and there's no head to Yibim now, so Mela, she remains with an Issa Kervis to the one that made Chalitza and the other wife, and to all the other brothers. That's Rosh Lakish's Svara. Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says no. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Bein Hu, whether this person, this brother that made Chalitza, or Bein or Achin, whether the other brothers that did not make Chalitza, Einon Chayovin, they're not Chayiv Loyala Chalitza, not on this wife that your brother made Chalitza to, Chorus, nobody's Chayiv Chorus to her, for Loyala Tzara Chorus, and nobody is Chayiv Chorus on the other wife either. Again, when you first, there were four brothers, and one brother had two wives, and that brother died. And one of the other brothers now made Chalitza to one of them. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chalitza helps that none of the brothers are Chayiv Koris anymore. And not only on this one that they made Chalitza to, even to the other wife that they did not make Chalitza to, also there's no Chayiv Koris. We'll soon see why. Now the Gemara says, what's the Machlokes here? My time with the Rosh Lakish. What's Rosh Lakish's Svaram? That he holds no, only the one brother that made Chalitza, and only to her is it a Chai Vilavim. But everybody else, to all the other ones, is a Chorus. Why? Omakro, the Pasuk says, Asher lo Yivna. Pasuk, if you make Chalitza, that means you did not build up the house, you did not marry her. Asher lo Yivna. So with Ashin, it means to say the Pasuk, Kivin Shalai Bona. Once you did not make Yibim, you did not marry her, but rather you only gave a chalitza, you only got rid of her, the Halacha Torah says now is a diyek, shuv lo yivna. You're not allowed to build her up anymore. That's the pasuk, asher lo yivna, you can't marry her anymore. So the Torah is telling us a chiddush, that there's only a lav, that the chi of Koris that was before, that she was your brother's wife, goes off. Since lemais you did a part of a mitzvah yibum, you made a chalitza, so the erev goes off, negated to you, and you're only left with a lav. And if you marry her, the Kedushin is tofas. So Rosh Lakish holds, Ihu, this brother that made the Chalitza, who the koi b'lo yivna? He has this love of lo yivna, like you didn't marry her, so you can't do it anymore. Aval Ochid, the other brothers that didn't even make Chalitza, kaimi, the way they were before, that's the way we remain now. That Lamaisa, that wife was Eshesach, she was your brother's wife, she's also to them. None of them can marry you with the heir of a chorus. Now, the Allah dido hu dekoi b'layivna. Even the brother that made Chalitza, he only has the love to the one wife that he made Chalitza to. The Allah dido on that wife, hu dekoi b'layivna. On that one wife that the brother made Chalitza to that one wife, the Torah says, there's only a love now, there's no more chorus. Hotzorah, but the other wife, that even his brother did not do anything to, there we say, kaimi, the way she was before, she still remains now. Before she was your brother's wife, there was a Chi of Koris, she still remains with a Chi of Koris. This is Rosh Lakish's Svara. For Rabbi Yechonin says no. For Rabbi Yechonin, Miyika Midi. Rabbi Yechonin says like this, is it possible? Miyika Midi. To Mikora, at the beginning, what happened now? One brother died, he had two wives. Lamaisa, the other four brothers now, every one of them has a choice. They each one could have made Yibum, and whichever one of the two wives they want to. So there was a possibility for either one of them to be mutter to either one of the wives. So how could it be? Mi kamidi. The mikari boy hai cholitz, vi boy hai cholitz. Vi boy lahai cholitz, vi boy lahai cholitz. At the beginning, any one of the brothers could jump up and say, I want to make chalitza. To who could they make chalitza to? To either one of the two. So any one of the brothers had the possibility to make chalitza to any one of the two wives. So everybody had a possibility to do chalitza one to the other. It was a possibility. So at that time there was a heter. Fahash dekoy yelo v'koris. And now you want to say later when only one makes chalitza, she remains now with a chi of koris to all the brothers. That's not mistavra. So Rabbi Yochanan learns like this. Elo, the svar is like this. Ihu shlichusa diyachin kovit. The one brother that makes chalitza the pshat is, he's like a shliach for all the brothers. It's considered like all the brothers make chalitza in this one wife. So maybe all the brothers now have the lav of layivna. So to all the brothers, if any one of them go and marry her now, the kedushin is chal. She's only a chayv lav to any one of the brothers.
It's a svara of shlichusa diachim kovid. The one brother that makes chalitza does the b'tara shlichus as if all the brothers made chalitza. And vayteihi, this one wife that he did it to, is shlichusa the tzara kovda. The one wife that receives the chalitza, she's a shliach for the other wife. We look as if the other wife also got chalitza. So therefore we look as if all the brothers made chalitza, and all the wives received chalitza. So in such a case, there's a locha layivna, the law applies to everybody. So that's from Yechon and Svara. So once you make a chalitza to one of them, the whole house now, there's only a law. The chorus went off. The mitzvahs yivim took place in this house, so the heir of Eshesach went off. You're only left with a law. That's from Yechon and Svara. Rish Lakish holds no, Rish Lakish holds the law. The chiyuv chorus only went off from the one brother to the one wife that made chalitza. But to everybody else, they could have koi, they remain with an Isra Eshesach. That's the machlokes, Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish. So Reb Yechon has a kasha to Rish Lakish. Says the din, Ha-choylis li-yavim-toi, if somebody makes chalitza to his your brother's wife, his brother died without children, and he makes chalitza to his wife, v'chozda v'kitsho, and then this brother goes and does the aveira, and goes to marry her, the locher is, or the umes, and then the brother dies. So l'churi, his wife now, falls to the other brothers. The locher is, tzricha chalitza menachem. You have to give chalitza from the other brothers. So, mashma, the other brothers, she's not called an erva to the other brothers. The other brothers have to give a chalitza. It's only a chayv elavin. On chayv elavin, you have to give chalitza. So, Yechonin says, bishleim l'didi, according to me, it's very good, this Mishnah, this Braisa. The amino, I say, chayv elavin inu. That all the brothers only have a chayv elavin to that wife. So, if one of the brothers married her, and then the brother dies, when he dies, she falls to even to the other brothers. That she's only a chayv elavin. On a chayv elavin, the loch is you have to give chalitza. I know that tzricha chalitza menachin. That's why you have to give chalitza from the brothers. So the kitzur, Reb Yechon says to me, it's very good. Elo l'didoch, but according to you, Resh Lakish, that you say she's an erva. There's a chayv decreases to the other brothers. Am I tzricha chalitza? How come true? The one brother that made chalitza, when he marries her back, to him it's only a lav. So the kedushin is chal. But when he dies, there should be no mitzvah yivim at all, not even chalitza to the other brothers. Because she's an heir from Eshesach to the other brothers. There's no mitzvah yivim here. So the kash and Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says back, well, the taimech, no, according to Rabbi Yechonin, still it's shved abraisa. Eima seifa. What does the seifa of the braisa say? It sounds like this. Oma dechud menachem v'kitcha. Let's say one of the other brothers got up and married her. Not the one that made chalitza. But one of the other brothers got up and married her. Ein lo lav klum. It says clearly the kedushin is not chal. Again, one brother made chalitza to her. And then one of the other brothers went and married her. It says the kedushin is not chal at all. Mashma watch it's a chai v'krisus. That's a riot to Resh Lakish. Frektish Lakish from Yechonon. Vi chai v'lavininu. According to you that you say the other brothers only have a lav not to marry her. Amai ein lo lav klum. How come the kedushin is not chal? We hold when you marry a chayv elav, v'kedushin is chal. So it's a kasha according to Reb Yechonin also. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says one teretz, that according to Reb Yechonin it's good. According to Reb Yechonin, the reish is very good, they have to do chalitza, because there's only chayv elav. Why does the sefer say the kedushin is not chal? I'll tell you, sefer us and the Rebbe Kiva. The sefer goes according to the shittas of Rebbe Kiva. And Rebbe Kiva shittar is the Yomar, and kedushin tastes in the chayv elav. True, we'll go according to Reb Yechonin now. There's only a chayv elav and nothing more. But the locher is, according to Reb Yechonin, according to Reb Akiva though, Reb Akiva holds that kedushin is not tofas mechayv elav. So therefore, the brisa comes out very good according to Reb Yechonin. But according to Reish Lakish though, it's a kash on the reisha. How could the reisha say, when the brother made chalitza married him, and he dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. The other brothers have to make chalitza. What do they have to make chalitza for? The chorish is a chorus. There shouldn't be any mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says two truths now. The first of the Gemara says, so he answered back to Rabbi Yechon, the answer is good according to Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, of a listening, the Braisa should have said, that Ladivra Rabbi Kiva ain't all of klum. Still it's a bissel shver. The Braisa stam says in the Sefer, Kedushin is not chal. So if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, it's still a little kasha. The Brisa should have said it clearly. It should have spoke out and said, but listen, the Brisa should have said, Ledivar Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, then it's good, only all of Klum. So Gemara says, kasha in Chlam, it's a little of a kasha. It's not such a good terrace, he said. Even according to Rabbi Yechon, the Chur, it's still a little bit of a kasha. That's not mashma the sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva, because it should have said according to Rabbi Kiva. So mashma the sefer goes according to everybody. So at the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, you say that she's only a chayv yilavin. So why is the kedusha not chal? So now the Gemara says two terutzim.